Nothing like Random Flowers and The Killers to really launch us into a glorious, glorious Thursday, the 25th of August. The Killers and For Reasons Unknown. Now, For Reasons Unknown, well, actually, we know the reasons, kind of, they're technical things. We're actually coming to you from a different studio today. Not that you'd notice it, dear listener, the quality of the show will still be maintained at a standard excellent level. At least that's the key intention, and that's what we actually run through. Welcome to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. No news, however, because we have a slight technical challenge, which means we've had to move from Studio 1A all the way over to Studio 1B. But hopefully, all being well, the IDENT team are still in force.
Hello, this is Jane Clark, the historian at Aintree Racecourse, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition with Alex Levchuk.
Thank you very much, Jane. OK, weather forecast we can bring you. Not that you really want it. Oh, well, again, maybe you will. Let's face it, a few weeks ago, Lincoln, a county of drought. Now we don't have that challenge. Heavy rain with sunny intervals in the afternoon. 19 degrees centigrade as a high and a low of 10 degrees centigrade. Now, whilst we're talking about people being in good form and good shape, etc., we said good morning, Jodie Orton. How are you, Jodie?
I'm...
Excuse me, as well as that, eh? You've done your vocal exercises?
Yeah, I've done my physical exercise as well.
Yeah, yes. Marvellous. Yeah, learning to how to dance a la Michael Jackson in the Thriller video today. Courtesy of Leslie. How are you, Leslie?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. Yeah, did you enjoy our little dance class out there? Did you enjoy watching it?
It was probably the most extraordinary thing I've seen on a morning at this sort of time. That's all I shall say no more. And Francesca, obviously, with us again. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you, Alex.
Excellent. Now, if we just actually press this button here.
From LA to Lincoln with the Midweek Drive. Now there's a combination to celebrate.
Quite right too, isn't that right, Fiona Hardingham?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Fiona. I feel we should actually get them to sort of say, hello, Miss Hardingham. Good morning. She's waving all the way from Los Angeles.
Good morning, Miss.
So, presumably it's dark there, big midnight and all. But how was Wednesday for you, Fee? Was it great? I mean, you know, we celebrate and rejoice with the fact that you've actually got some commissioned comedy writing work, which is one of the reasons, guys, why I can't actually unveil the Jodie Orton, Leslie Furman and Francesca Furman and jingles, which Fiona's busily sort of working on effectively. But that's okay. It's all right. They'll be ready by 2014.
Exactly. Yeah. And they'll be amazing with robots and everything.
Oh, we can't wait, Fiona.
Be careful with those robots, though. We could go into a whole new world, you know. You can challenge in all sorts of ways. Anyway, how's life in LA? And just share with us, is the weather kind of 19 degrees and 10 degrees? Sunny intervals, heavy rain?
Pouring down, raining cats and dogs,
she's lying.
Earthquakes on the East Coast.
She's lying,
but we have got sunshine, yes.
To be precise.
Indeed, it's been lovely.
Yeah, the earthquake was in Washington, D.C., nowhere near you. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, basic geography will tell you. You know, you're in Los Angeles, Washington, different coast. You know, it's a different side. You know, sort it out. That's the key thing. You know.
Yeah, but people may not realise that, Alex. And, you know, until you've been to America, you don't realise quite how big it is.
That's a big
maybe, is it just me? Yeah.
Actually, it is. I mean, I have never been to America, okay? And yet I'm aware of how big the thing actually is, okay? It's a bit like saying, yeah, well, the Earth is obviously flat because we've never actually been round it, you know? I mean, it's a mindset, Jodie. That's the key thing. Yeah. Dear Lord.
It is. But across one side of the country to the other, taking about 5 hours, I think, in a plane,
it's
a long time.
Exactly.
The thing is, it took me over six hours on the train from central Pennsylvania, where I was studying, just to get to New York, which is like about an inch on the map.
Exactly. Which is one of the reasons.
What's wrong with this picture? You see, I could have been going to LA had the transport links been better. Sorry, that's my Thursday run.
Quite right. And people, you know, have been saying, "Ooh, you have a sister station, a Southside broadcasting, 126 miles away." So, that must be a bit of a schlep, etc. No, that's just like, you know, next door. That's next door commute for your average New Yorker.
It is. Hop, skip, and a jump.
Precisely. Focus mindsets. That's what it's all about. Focus on the mind. Have you ever, Fiona, ever wished to actually learn the Michael Jackson dance steps in the John Landis directed epic that, of course, featured Vincent Price, amongst others, Thriller from the 1980s?
Oh, I have. You know, are you going on the story of when he passed? They actually went down to, well, across all of America. There were areas that people did this, that they actually learned the mood, went and met in a central place.
Yes.
And did the Thriller dance.
Yes.
Are you going on that story? Did you hear about it?
It's part of that whole rich tapestry which proves that if you actually really need to actually have work for the therapists of the world, America is the place to go. Jodie, is this the reason why you feel, you know, you're about to launch the American Dream Team show, you've got that sorted through from that line, you know, is it because you feel as though that's it, I need to learn how to do those steps?
No. Oh. It's just been a personal kind of dream of mine that I've always wanted to be able to do the Thriller dance, and, you know, having watched 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner, you know, there was a rather excellent, you know, Thriller scene in there, and I thought, yeah, anybody can do Thriller and it would be so cool.
You really can be any age, I agree, Jodie.
But I think the problem is I have kind of two left feet, because Leslie was here and obviously she used to be an expert, well, she still is an expert dancer. And she was trying
Jodie,
to teach
well done.
Me.
You know, remember, she's looking after you this week for camping purposes, etc.
Yeah.
So she used to
camping
be an expert.
Camping and dancing, exactly. And all sorts of things.
Yeah. It's just not on in any way, shape or form. And as we pointed out, Fiona, obviously if you did genuinely have two left feet, you'd simply go round in circles. So I just wanted to work through that. Leslie, is this something that you noticed when you were sort of, I mean, when you were on the cruise ships and various other things, did they turn around and say, yeah, we want you to do the Thriller?
It's not so much that, but everywhere you went, some group was doing the Thriller routine. I mean, you couldn't get away from it, and this was for about 2 years. I mean, have you ever seen anybody doing it, Fiona? Fiona?
Oh, yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I have definitely seen.
You've got to bear it in mind.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just after midnight. It's 6 minutes after midnight. She's had a hard day. She's been scripting, etc. Sometimes the focus is...
What are you talking about? Yeah, exactly. I'm moonwalking around my bedroom, Alex.
And there we are, once again, clearly bringing us to the next stage. We need, obviously, Fiona Hardingham web links to the world via webcam as well. It could be a whole new area from that point of view. So apart from Michael Jackson, and I think that's quite enough, thank you for the moment. Any other sort of areas that you've struck you as being, ooh, that's great? Because I can actually say, in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be joined on a Thursday morning at 9 a.m. by Felicity Hardingham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. What a treat.
Yeah. So we're looking at that date and maybe have Hardingham squared, quite literally. Two Hardingham classics, you know. Felicity to follow us through at 9 o'clock with Fee kicking us off at 8. That's a good, assuming the studio hasn't blown up by then. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It's wise not to put us on at the same time, I think.
The listeners benefit, you can actually go online, type in Hardingham, and you'll get a comparison between Fee and Flick, basically. Flick and Fee, from that point of view. And it's quite interesting. In fact, I'm almost thinking of setting it as a kind of an assignment for kind of dissertation students to kind of compare and contrast the differences between the two. Well, you are in somewhere, but there is a similarity from that point of view. Well, it has to be said, I've never actually scratched Flick's back as yet, but then she hasn't pretended to be a donkey. But that's, that's a different line entirely.
Yeah. We're not even going to ask.
No, best not, Jodie.
You know.
Yeah, save it for Richard Fitzwilliams. He'll sort of chunter into place. Anyway, Francesca, any questions you'd like to put to Fiona Hardingham about life, the universe, what it's like, you know, because she did her first degree at Australia. In fact, have you spoken to Fiona before? I think you have.
I don't think so.
No, absolutely right, because the time you were due to do that, it's fair to say Fiona, Francesca went away, and a little face was so low because you said Fiona wasn't around from Los Angeles. So she's here now.
Yay!
So you can talk to her and seek her advice and all sorts of things, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hi, Fiona. I was wondering,
hi.
You've done so many different types of acting. You've done, like, stand-up and audiobooks and sketch comedy and everything like that. What's your favourite type of acting to do?
Wow. It's so funny because I think that when you're doing it, you sort of just embrace every job as it comes. But I think in general, if I had to really put my finger on it, it would be comedy. I just have a total giggle myself and really enjoy making other people laugh. So whatever form that is, stand-up, sketch, or a feature film or theatre, that's, you know, a comedic role, I just really embrace those. And I, yeah, it's just a a good feeling, really. So that would be it, yeah. Comedy.
She likes having a laugh. She's a good laugh, is Fiorina. We always say, Fiorina, she's a very good laugh. That's okay. That's exactly. He's a one. Are you ever tempted when you actually encounter folk in Los Angeles to actually become frightfully, frightfully British and say, oh, my man, would you like to press that button there for me?
Well, I once got followed home
by a man
very late at night.
Yeah.
And he was running down the road pretty much chasing me. But he looked like Beetlejuice, rather old. Mm. Anyway, I turned round to him and I said, very, very British, in a very British accent, "What are you doing?"
Nice.
And it was like 4 a.m. and it scared the living daylights out of him. He sort of turned around and ran back up the hill.
Thing to bear in mind, Jodie.
I sort of channeled my mother. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's important. You work through that from that point of view. Of course, I'm a bit concerned for you because really, I did think you had at least several minders these days. I mean, you need to obviously make sure that sort of thing.
An entourage.
Exactly.
I don't think she needs them though. I think for you've got it sorted. You just put on your frightfully British accent.
Yeah.
She's got the whole message across there, which is fantastic stuff. It's an interesting line we might put to Eunice Grayson if she connects with us shortly after 9 o'clock. Let's arrest the sort of show that's developing over the course of the day. You'll be delighted to know, Fiorina, that we have the wonderful Ryan Jenkins, who's currently choreographing for the Glee Mania show. I shall say that again. He is choreographing for Glee Mania, which is actually part of the upcoming Co-op 150th anniversary birthday bash on September the 3rd, or is it the 2nd?
No, it's the 3rd.
It is the 3rd. Well, we can also reveal that the winner of our competition that we ran a couple of weeks ago, or was it 3 weeks ago? I don't know, time just blurs into one thing or the other. Anyway, the competition effectively was, and you may or may not know the answer to this, Fiorina, it doesn't really matter because it's only for fun at this particular stage because it's already been won. But the questions were, how many members of the band Scouting for Girls are there? And what is Lulu's real name? Do you know any of those answers? Take that as a no, then. Satellite
four
delay being...
Four or five people.
I think it's four, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, four
in
the band have no idea about the Lulu thing.
What is it then?
It's three. There's three people in Scouting for
Girls.
Three
people in Scouting for Girls, exactly. It's one for each gender.
Such an educational content to the show, Alex, this morning. Yeah.
And Lulu's real name?
Ask me one on 80s pop.
Oh, dear. Well, she was around in the 80s. She's still
around.
She's doing
she wasn't
BBC
original.
Radio.
Isn't it Lulu?
I did know what it was. I can't remember now.
Mary Laurie.
That's it.
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. So there we are. And the correct answer was provided by Jackie Turner from Branston. And Jackie, probably working for the health service, probably isn't up actually listening to anything at this time of day, so we'll probably repeat that again just after 10 o'clock. That's okay, I'll just be just after sort of 9 o'clock. I don't know, you have to sort of cater for the whole thing. There are people who actually call this a breakfast show. This is like brunch, for goodness sakes. Breakfast shows, and you kick off at 6:30 a.m. That's a breakfast show. You're really going, or even 6 a.m.-ish, perhaps, even earlier. Anyway, life continues. Leslie, any questions you'd like to put to Fee?
Yeah, hello there, Fee, again.
Hello.
You record a lot of audiobooks. Do you have a particular type of book that you prefer to do, such as a thriller, or, again, is it comedy? What do you prefer doing?
So, that's a good question. I really love doing fantasy books or thrillers.
So
if I read a book, it generally is a thriller. If I do an audiobook, I tend to book, like, the gigs I actually get are like the cheesy romantic novels, and only of late have I started booking fantasy novels, mystical creatures and things, and those I adore because the descriptions are generally really good. Well, the author that I'm working with is great. So that's, it doesn't really have to, comedy's not really, I'm not really fussed when it comes to the books. I like a really descriptive author.
Okay.
That's what I love.
You'd like David Gemmell, then. The late David Gemmell, very much into his fantasy side of things.
David Gemmell, I'm writing it down.
Yeah, we've got a way through that. I've just thought, actually, Fiona, you must join us on one of our Book of the Month scenarios, because I'm clear we can actually use your text. And we'll talk about that. It's another show, another sort of spin-off, another way of actually ensuring world domination for the Hardingham brand. It's called profile raising.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks,
raise that profile, doesn't matter.
Raise it up.
Keep working on that whole thing. Keep the whole thing through. We mentioned Eunice Gayson, who was in the movies Dr. No and From Russia With Love. She's also been in The Saint, The Avengers, The Sound of Music, a whole heap of other things. Eunice, she'll hopefully be joining us shortly after 9 o'clock. Ryan Jenkins, of course, So You Think You Can Dance finalist and indeed choreographer for the Glee Mania scenario will be with us. And Malcolm Tomlinson, an actor, horse racing commentator as well, will wrap up the show around about 9:30. 10 o'clock, hopefully Mr. Computer will take over. And 11 o'clock, we'll be back with Lincoln Mind Your Business with Andy Dayton. It's going to be quite fun for Andy, because I don't think he's ever actually done the show live. In fact, very few people have actually done the show from Studio 1B. Hey, fantastic. It's great stuff. Let's press that right button so we know that they're there, because I'm looking at the button. It says on air live. Brilliant. Have you had a reasonably interesting launch to Thursday, Fiona Harding?
I have. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Thank you to all of you, of course. Yes.
So is it a case now you check out those zombies and you check out the sort of thriller scenario and you start actually doing the moonwalk across, you know, the boulevards of Los Angeles, or do you think, I'm going to bed now? It's, you know, I've waited up for this time. It's time for me to go to bed.
No, it's time for Michael Jackson down the Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, well,
in honour of Jodie.
Thank you. Well, we're currently kind of doing a bit of thriller in the studio here, but obviously we'd much rather be doing it.
You'd like the whole thing. I mean, we do have Raking in the Clouds with the Venice Notebooks, which we actually had lined up for this whole system. But I have a sense that effectively we're really looking to find the original sort of Jackson and go back to Michael. I mean, is that the key thing? So, but I mean, it has one of those enormously long introductions, which enable you to actually make a cup of tea, cup of coffee, obviously have some fruit juice, keep it healthy. You know, get some warmth around, etc. Maybe just a glass of water. That's what we need. You know, water will H2O, hydrogen atoms and oxygen atoms working together. I take it the bottom line, though, is Fiona Hardingham, you will return.
I will be back, indeed, just like the Terminator.
Exactly. And we have on good authority that as soon as she actually sort of has a moment of time and she's not being paid for work and can do some freebies, those jingles will be sent over to us. Isn't that right, Fiona?
They will, I promise. Thank you, promise.